Oh, okay, let's see. Just to give you a little history, I've been in program for about for 21, little over 21 years. My bottom line abstinence is no sugar, and by the grace of God, I've been able to do that for 21 years. When I first started, I didn't think it was possible. The first 2 weeks were hard. They were totally red, white knuckling it. And then after about 2 weeks or so, I started thinking, I really would like to continue eating sugar, but I don't feel that craving, that deep down, I gotta have it feeling anymore. It kind of just left. And it hasn't really come back, thank God. What I do to work my program is in addition to my bottom line abstinence, I always go back to meetings. I work the tools, and I make sure to do some sort of service all the time. In terms of my physical recovery, I have lost weight and gained weight in this program over the last 20 years. I would be not honest if I didn't tell you that it's been, a continued struggle in terms of my weight. In those 20 years, I've gone through menopause, a lot of changes in my body. I'm not using that as an excuse, but that's just, the reality of the situation. It's much harder at my age. But I did just have some blood tests done on, and I have dodged the bullet of diabetes, which is throughout my family. So I was pretty much, bound to get that, but for the grace of this program and God, I've dodged that bullet. For the first time, this time I just got my blood results the other day. I do have high cholesterol, which I've never had before, so it's not high enough that I need to take medication. But it's, the doctor says, you got to watch your diet. So I'm like, oh, really? What a concept. So yeah, I mean, there are, I'm definitely far from perfect in terms of how I work the program. In terms of service, I have done service on pretty much every level. I've done service at the meeting level. I have been very involved in Foothill Intergroup over the years. I've taken a lot of positions through Foothill Intergroup, including chair of the intergroup over there. A region, I just this past Region 2 convention, I was a chair of that Region 2 convention. That was a big thing. Just as an aside, after doing the Region 2 convention, I had to promise my husband that I wouldn't do any big service positions for a while, because it took a lot of my time, and he gets a little bit jealous of my time. So I promised him that I would only do service at the level of like this, coming to a meeting and doing some type of service. And in addition, of course, I have oh, and I was World Service Representative as well for the intergroup a couple of years. So I've found that service has been so important to me and to my journey, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that later. And let's see what else. Oh, of course, I do have sponsees. I have three sponsees, and I have a sponsor, so I do service on that level too, in terms of having sponsees. So that's basically my experience with program. And then I also, in terms of working the steps, writing has been important to me. I have worked the steps and written, my work down. I've used all different methods. I've used the Big Book method. I've used that Maroon Overeaters Anonymous workbook. I've used the Spiral notebook workbook several times. I've done a lot of different ways of working through the steps, and always encourage people to, do it as many times as possible. First time is the hardest. Once you get through the first time, then it's easier after that. Oh, the other thing I do is I try to do daily writing. I'm not very consistent Well, I'm moderately consistent, I guess you'd say, in terms of writing. I have gone through the four today and written, using that as a prompt, doing writings. I have gone through the Voices of Recovery. I've done that. And recently, I picked up a book called As Bill Sees It, which is just these little, it's very similar. It's just these little quotations that Bill has said on various subjects. And I found that to also be a really excellent writing prompt because he talks about all different kinds of things having to do with the 12 steps. And the other day I was doing that, and I came across one that I thought was interesting and kind of has to do with my own experience, strength, and hope. So I want to share a little bit about of that with you. One of the points that he was making is that he was talking about a spiritual experience. And he said that there was a lot of discussion about what's the difference between a spiritual experience and a hallucination. Because some people have, I've never had a very profound, sudden, spiritual experience, but I've had what they call the educational variety, where over the years it just becomes more and more a part of who I am. And he was talking about this what do you call it? Sudden spiritual experience. And he was and they were discussing it, and he said, the difference between the spiritual experience and a hallucination is the evidence, the fruits. So in other words, a spiritual experience has some type of positive fruits and they're long term, whereas a hallucination is usually just something that comes and goes. And then I was talking about, what are the some of the fruits in my own personal experience of having worked the 12 steps? And I wrote a bunch of things down that I'd like to share. Okay, so first of all, my life has more peace. It's a much more peaceful life when I do things like admit that I'm wrong and seek forgiveness and make amends. That's huge, and that's pretty much always on my mind. So I try not to go to bed without having made whatever amends I need to. Sometimes, if I don't know how to make an amends, then I talk to my sponsor, and she usually says, "Oh, that's something you should journal about," And then I journal about it, and we talk about it, and then I do what I need to do in terms of making those amends. So my life is much more peaceful. And the other thing is, one of the things that I found out very early in the program, that which was a fruit of coming to meetings and doing the steps, was that I have a much better body image. I have far less shame about my body image and my food, the way I eat. It was very shameful for me before. My husband is a hypnotist, and he would hypnotize me sometimes. And whenever he got to my food, I would go, "No, stop." And I'd come right out of the trance because there was so much emotional baggage around my food and how I ate and all of those things that I just couldn't even in a very relaxed state, I couldn't even go there. And that's not the case anymore. And that's because of all the honesty of all of my fellows. Of being able to come and hear that I'm not alone. I'm not the only person who has those kinds of things. And you can love me anyway. So that's been a big piece too. I have friends now. Before I start a program, I remember thinking that I didn't have anybody to call except for somebody I work with. I had like these what I call proximity friends. There are people who, you're very friendly with them, they're very friendly with you. You work with them every day and it's fine, it's friendly. But they're not the kind of friends that you could share really from your heart with, nor would it be appropriate, in my opinion, to share that kind of stuff with somebody you work with. You know what I mean? Sometimes there are exceptions, but in my case, there wasn't. So that was the case before I started program. And since program, I have friends who are so dear to me and who understand me and who I could call if I'm having any kind of a problem. It doesn't necessarily have to be a food problem. And those are real friends, and that's because of program. I feel I'm useful to my fellows. I mean, I think we've all gone through times when we felt, oh, I'm useless, I'm no good. But I don't feel that way anymore because I know that I'm important to people who depend on me, to my sponsees, to my sponsor. That's all of those things. I'm more useful. And when I do service, like when I was doing the R2 convention, I remember coming down the escalator, going to the morning of the program and thinking and having this incredible feeling of joy. It's so joyful to be with people when you're working on something together and it comes together and you're able to share with one another. It was a very joyful experience. Let's see. I have a trusted sponsor who guides me and cares for me. I've had my same sponsor for about 20 years, and there isn't anything about my life that she doesn't know. She helps me through every problem that I have, and she's not one to be overbearing. She just listens, and she'll offer advice occasionally, and she gives me insights that I couldn't come up with on my own. And because she knows me so well, she knows my background, my family history, everything, she's able to give me, sage advice because she understands the whole picture. Because I've done the steps with her, I don't know, 10, 12 times, I don't know how many, but a lot. So she knows everything. I know she cares for me deeply, as I do for her. I have intuitive thoughts that help me out of difficult situations because of the 12 steps. There have been so many times when there's something that comes up, and I'll just like say a little serenity prayer, or maybe I won't even say the prayer, but suddenly some idea comes to me, and I'm like, oh, I can do this. And it just comes out of intuition. And that's because I think I have a pretty firm foundation of, how to proceed through life. And that's one of the promises in the big book, that we will intuitively know how to handle situations we couldn't before. And I have found that to be true also. I know where to find my strength when I feel like I don't have strength. I can turn to my higher power and know that the strength is there. I belong. As I said before, part of ridding my soul of the shame I had around eating and eating behaviors has been to come to a group of people who understand me, and I belong here. And I know you understand me, and I hope that I can make others feel that they belong as well. That's important. Belonging is a real important thing in life. And it's that's important to me. I'm more forgiving of myself and others. When you learn how to make amends and you expect forgiveness, then you have to be forgiving in order to proceed. And I find that I am much more forgiving of others now than I used to be. If I have a resentment that I hold on to, which I'm really good at, I have to put that down every day. I have that list of questions that's in the big book. Do you? And I have to type to my sponsor every night. This is, do I have any resentments today? And I ask, okay, I have this resentment, and I don't want to give it up, but I have to. I mean, that's part of working the steps. And so they come and go. They come and go. Because I have to work through it. And if I need to make an amends, I have to do that as part of my daily working of the steps. My faith has been strengthened. I belong to a church, as I know many of you do, church, synagogue, some type of religious group outside of here. And I have only found that the 12 steps has made my faith stronger. And I feel like I belong there too. So that's that. And I have experienced miracles in this program. I think last week some of you were here and you heard my pitch about the car thing of my son's car broke down and he needed a car because he just got a new job and we needed him to have a car because we were moving and it was just like the worst possible time, which is always the time your car breaks down, right? So I was just like, oh, I don't know what we're going to do. And as I was listening to my sponsee that day, I happened to mention, she always said,
Right.
5 minutes. She always says, how are you doing? And I said, oh, this happened. She goes, oh, we have a car we've been wanting to sell. Boom, problem solved. So it was just like, there's no way without program that A, I would even know this person. And B, if we weren't using the tool of the telephone to talk to each other on a regular basis, that she would have known that I had this problem and that the problem would have been solved. So sometimes it's my intuitive thought, and sometimes it's just God going, okay, here you go, boom. And I've experienced that a lot, in a lot of different ways. Then I just have here that my goal in coming to OA was to lose weight. And I think a lot of us come for that reason. What do they say? Come for the vanity, stay for the sanity. And I say I've lost and gained in the 20 years, but I've never returned to my top weight. I'm pretty close right now, but I have not gone up there yet. And in this last week, after having coming to the meeting last week and really trying to think about it and rededicating as I have to do all the time, my food has been clean this whole week, thankfully, and hopefully I'll be able to continue in that vein. I think that it's been very hard when you're when I've just been moving, and that's why I'm here at this one this inner group rather than Foothill. I miss my friends at Foothill, but I'm going to be able to see them with the power of technology. And it's not that far anyway. I can always get together with them. But yeah, that's just kind of the way my life has been going in the last couple of weeks. So I just have a couple more minutes left. So I just want to say it's a pleasure to be here with all of you today. Thank you for joining us online. I really am blessed to be a fellow here in a program. And I'm full of gratitude. Thank you very much. Okay. We'll now have the treasurer's report and the seventh tradition. You're welcome.
Did Cindy ask anybody to fill in for his treasurer?
No.
No, I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Oh, I'm
Okay.
Oh, you want to do that?
No, I just get ready.
Okay. The script is in that in blue zipper thing. Sorry, everybody, I'm not prepared.
That's all right. We have grace here.
Okay. None of this is the right thing, so I'm just going to ad lib. We are self-supporting for our own contributions, neither accepting outside donations or, whatever. I'm sorry. Anyway, we are experiencing a little drought and hope that everybody can give. And if you can't give, just keep coming back. Newcomers are asked to purchase literature instead of donating. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
let's see. Next is the secretary's report. Okay.
Blah, 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 whatever. No. It's Terry. I'm a compulsive eater.
I too.
And the secretary for this meeting. Thank you, Marilyn, for being our speaker today. I really appreciate that. Foothill's loss is our gain. Okay. Thank you for everyone else who gave service. David for reading the steps, and Susan for reading the tradition. Sherry for being our timer. Trisha as our in-host. Lynn as our Zoom security host. Cheryl as our speaker getter. Georgia for filling in for Cindy for treasurer and our literature person. Okay, some announcements. There are tapes and cassettes over here if you would like to borrow them. Oh, you know about this, Marilyn. Foothills having a Christmas event.
Yes.
November,
No, December 6th.
December 6th.
Yeah.
I have been to that event and it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's at the Whitechapel Church in Burbank. So talk to Marilyn if you have questions about that.
Yes, please do.
She probably ran that 1 year.
Actually, I did.
Okay, so there's a phone meeting on Thursday of Voices of Recovery and Writing Meditation. On November 26th, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Here, there is a candlelight gratitude meeting. I understand it's hybrid. And we on November 28th, the noon body image workshop, body image meeting will be open, hybrid at Skivvy. Not at Claremont, right, Susan?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. Did you give your intergroup rep report last week, Susan? Okay. How about the literature report from Georgia?
Right. Again.